and butter. What do you call those?
Muffins? No.
Now, when they're flat and round.
Berry cakes.
All right, fine. Okay. Would you make those out of wheat flour?
Well, some people do, and some mix a little meal with it.
I see. Uh-huh. You went to the store to buy two what, a flour? How do you buy flour? Two what?
Well, it's different pounds.
Okay.
You used to buy, a long time ago, you bought 50 pound sacks.
Is that right?
And it come down to 25 pound sacks.
Yeah.
And now you can get it from 2 pound sacks on up.
That's true. Yes, you're right. What would you use to make the bread that is not baking powder or soda? It comes in a small little packet and is dry and granulated. What do you call that? You use it to make bread rise. A cake of what?
Yeast.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. What's the inside part of the egg called? The one is the white and the other is what?
The yellow.
Mm-hmm.
The yolk, some people call it.
Okay. What color, then, would you say the yolk of the egg is?
It's yellow.
Okay, good. If you cooked them in hot water, and what do you call them? Little things that hens lay. What do you call those?
Eggs.
Okay. If you crack them and you let them fall out of the shells into hot water, then what kind are they?
How would be so.
Okay. What do you call fat salt pork?
Well, in later years they call it fatback.
Okay. What do you call the salt or sugar cured meat you might boil with greens?
Well, we always call it cured meat.
Okay. Fine. When you cut the side of a hog, what did you call that?
That was it. Some people say middle and some people say side meat.
All right, fine. What kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon, breakfast bacon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. What's the outside of the bacon? What is that called?
That's a skin.
Okay, good. The kind of meat you buy and then you slice it thin to eat with your eggs? What do you call that? You just said it a moment ago.
Breakfast bacon?
All right, fine. Good. The kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain. What do you call that? Comes in links or in patties?
Well, some people call them piglets, and some call them link sausage.
Fine. Okay. If the meat has been kept too long, you say the meat has what?
Spoiled.
Good. Fine. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Well, you make hog head cheese.
What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver? Cooking and grinding up hog liver. What do you call that dish?
I don't know much about that. My grandmother used to make it, but I can't think of what she said it called.
Well, I don't think we hear of it much.
Well, that's very near. She called it, come to me now, she called it liver pudding, so that's
Oh, is that right? Liver pudding. Oh, yes. All right, fine. Did you ever make anything out of, do you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it?
No.
Slice it, fry it? You wouldn't do anything like that? The juice of the head cheese?